This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, starting your workday with commercial-free music.
Commercial-free. Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Not the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, is here. 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-G-A-R-Y. You know, Gary, remember the days when you and I used to be able to catch up for a second or two before we went on the air? Kind of get everything straight, you know, and be able to talk for a second. Remember those days, Gary, back for like the last 20 some odd years, yep, or whatever, that we've always been able to,
yeah,
say hello before we got on the air and everything.
Now, right. I remember, yes.
Kayla literally took one step and dove for the phone. So that, and then she dominates you. She dominates you.
I wanted, yes, to check in with him. I feel like we haven't talked in so long, and I wanted to know where he was at today. And then I was just really positive about this week, and I was like, well, is that like aftermath from last week, or is that more 2021, or is that people are feeling lighthearted because there's light at the end of the tunnel? What is he feeling? So,
what are you going on about right
this
now?
This is what Gary and I have been talking about for the last 2 minutes. Anyway, Gary, yeah, please.
Oh, two.
Well, all those things, actually, all those things are happening. And so
I have no idea what she just said, Gary. I'm going to be on with you, all of what things.
Well, she's feeling positive energy, and she, yes, don't know why. And see, actually, a lot of people are feeling positive energy, and they don't know why. A lot of people are scared, and they're feeling negative energy. So you got to get rid of your fear.
Yep.
Just let it go and just go high. Meditate, meditate, meditate. And when you do, you're going to find this high that just goes over you. And it really has to do with the equinox that happened December 21st. That's really the big shift. And it brought in theory, but, you know, a lot of times these things are theory, but this one happens to be true. It brought in what's called the golden age. And so with this golden age kind of showing up now, people are noticing their manifestations are coming true, whether it's a silly little thing or a big thing. It could be a house or it could be a toothpick, but people are able to manifest, and they're catching on to this, and they're going, wow, it worked for me. So different times, different times.
I've seen a number of people talking about that.
Really?
And they didn't even know they were talking about it. Now when Gary was saying that about the manifesting, I can think of four different people I saw on social media. Obviously, we're not out and seeing folks.
Yeah.
But I've seen on social media, it was like, yeah, you know what? It works. You got to stay,
right,
positive.
Convince yourself,
too.
Yeah.
You got to believe. No, you've got to believe. I am noticing, too, I'm getting weighted down with all the negativity. And you literally have to shed it like a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you're sitting on the couch, you got, right, the blanket, and all of a sudden the microwave's done, and you throw the blanket off,
yes,
to go get your food. Yeah, you gotta just shed that negativity like that.
Do you find yourself recognizing that negativity, like literally saying it out loud, like that's a negative thought, and then trying to push it off to the side? I found myself doing that more, especially like you said, with social media,
mm-hmm,
going, recognize that that's not okay, and then move on to the next thing.
Okay, I'm going to put this out there right now. You know how people talk about dry January?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about social media free February.
Speaking my language right now.
I'll post stuff, but I'm not going to read it.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to read.
Don't read the comments?
Comments, whatever.
Yeah. You're not going to get sucked in.
Huh?
You're not going to get sucked in,
uh-uh,
right?
I might deal with notifications, but no scrolling.
That's okay.
Yeah. No scroll February.
Ooh, I like that.
Social media free, no scroll February. It's a thing. Book it. Let's go. Let's go. This is interesting. I want to start with Maria. 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. Why would there be a blog, and it's such a funny way to say this. Why, Maria, why would there be a block on you in relationships?
Because I feel, well, I've met, I've gone out on dates and I've met good men. And it seems to be going good, but then it like stops, like if I hit a wall or something. So I'm like, man, I feel like maybe there's a block somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a connection, there's spark, but that block is, I don't know if it's my block, like meaning I've been through so much and I have a wall up maybe, or just...
Kayla, by the way, Kayla and I both want to jump in on this. This is
no.
Oh no, because right.
This a question.
No, this sounds like something else we would do, you know, without gear.
Yeah.
No, very much. Okay, Gary first.
Okay, well, here's what it really is. People are having these old negative higher selves that are in the spiritual dimensions around you. Everybody has higher self angels, and you can have positive ones, and they'll manifest great things for you. That's what's happening there. Now, on the downside, you can have negative ones, and these are the ones that are possessed with yesterday's traumas. You have a lot of negative higher selves that every time you get in a good situation, they wreck it for you. Okay. And these are old traumas, especially with one, you would say one and a half old bad relationships. That makes sense to you, right? And so, yeah. And so I'm going to clear those old negative higher selves. And there we go. I just did it. And you can actually ask for the spiritual gift of a sword. And you just reach up and say, heaven, angels, God, give me a spiritual gift of a sword to clear these negative higher selves, go around and around your head, and then even around and around, imagine the planet Earth. And when you do, now look how warm your feet got. All of a sudden, hot, right?
Right. Your chest.
And your chest? Even better.
Yes.
Okay. And so, all right. And so there we go. You smiling?
Yes.
Okay. There we are. It's that simple. That's how you get above it. But those are negative higher selves that are messing you up and a lot of other people. But that's what I see.
Okay, hey, Gary, give it. Now, let Kayla and I screw up what you've just done. So now, you could please, let Kayla and I jump in here and mess up all your good work. You had a question about... you had a
question from Gary.
You had a... Take it easy, Maria.
I have a question. It might be for Gary and for Maria. Is the disinterest coming from Maria's side or from the other person's?
That was my.
Are we
question.
Mind melding right
yeah,
now?
Where's the block? Where's the block? What happens when this block hits?
What happens? Is it me answering?
No. I'm asking Maria. I'm asking Maria, to take it when you say there's a block, then what happens? Do they just lose interest or do you lose interest? Who's blocking?
No, they do.
Is it possible? So, now, let me be a follow up question. With the NBA season just around the corner, is it possible?
Where are you going with this?
Is it possible that they're shooting their shot and you are blocking said shot?
No. Never.
Well, you didn't have to be that.
No, never.
In fact, my God.
God, throw it on my phone.
Is it possible that we're letting them in? Is it possible that we're letting them in too quickly? Are you frightened? Are you frightening them? Like they're like, I'll never be able to continue down this path.
Because, you know, Maria's got it. So,
oh, God.
Of course.
Exactly. Obviously.
Very independent woman. That's probably the problem.
Ew. Like, can I tell you something? No, okay, you know what? But do you make that a point?
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm definitely sure. I just think maybe, I mean, I've been told I have a strong personality.
Okay.
You know what that's code for.
Okay. As someone that was called aggressive the other day, that I was very aggressive. Oh, what did he call me? Assertive.
Intimidating.
No, intimidating. Yeah. Someone called me intimidating the other day, Maria. Yes. I can tell you that's probably what they're feeling. Oh, she's intimidating because you're self-sufficient. And so
right.
I don't know how to roll that off because luckily I found someone who lets me do whatever I want. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. They're just not the right one for you.
Yeah.
You got to find somebody who matches your energy. Isn't that what you said, Gary? Didn't we just come back around to what Gary said? Didn't Gary just say that like 5 minutes ago?
I'm pretty sure that's what we said.
Pretty sure Gary just said that a little bit ago. Hey, so Maria, pay attention to what Gary said. Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, but find somebody who matches your energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you can be aware, and this holds true for everybody. Just like you can manifest things, and people are becoming aware of it because they see all these crazy little miracle-esque things going on, and big ones, even big ones. You can also unmanifest things. So if you want to know whose energy is pushing it away, it's an energy of a manifestation that's pushing it away. So it's this magical thing that blows it up. And that's your question. Why are things blowing up when I didn't do anything to make them blow up? And so so you've got to manifest them, not unmanifest them. In other words, don't have doubt. Doubt is the biggest thing you have to get above. Don't doubt.
Right.
Just believe in yourself. Say, I am fine. I am good. I am happy. I'm worthy of a great relationship.
Smart.
I am cool. Yeah, all that.
You'll find it. Amy and I laugh about this all the time. My wife, Amy, and I laugh about it all the time because there was a part that, and she learned, you know, because we were adults when we met each other.
Yeah.
And she had been, you know, she'd been to the puppet show and seen the strings. And at one point she goes, hey, just so you know, I work a lot and, you know, I'm not always going to be able to be there, right when you want me to be there. And she had been told she was aggressive and intimidating and all of those things, too. And when she told me that, I was like, thank you, Jesus. And that's when we knew.
Exactly.
Because I'm the same way. I'm not always going to drop everything. I'm not able to drop everything for you. So you got to find somebody.
Exactly.
You got to find somebody who matches that energy.
Okay, will do.
All right, have fun.
Don't give up,
do
Maria.
Okay, do you want us to pick one for you? You don't know that. We should hang out.
You have a good picker.
I don't know why. I got a feeling that we would love Maria. Like,
yeah.
We would have a blast.
You would.
Yeah. All right. Well, after all this is over, we'll do it.
All righty.
Okay.
Good.
Have a great
day.
Thank
you, guys.
All right.
Stay
blessed.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.